Good morning, this is Kate Olson from the Cass County Office of Iowa State University Extension and Outreach with your Extension Report on this Wednesday morning. We are headed full bore into spring, and as we take a look at the Extension Master Gardener calendar for the month of April, there's all sorts of outdoor activities that we can start to get done this month. First of all, if you're planning ahead and enjoy starting your own seeds, early April is a great time to sow those tomato seeds indoors to be transplanted outdoors around May 15th, which is our last frost date here in southern Iowa. You can also begin to fertilize your house plants this time of year as they start to take the benefits of those longer days and begin to come out of their winter slumber. In the first part of April, we can also start to sow the seeds of peas, lettuce, spinach, carrots, and beets outdoors. As we get into the second week of April, we can start to plant potatoes in well-drained, fertile soil outdoors. Again, this is a little bit after that Good Friday date, but with Easter being a little early this year, we want to stick with the mid-April date to make sure those potatoes have nice warm soil. As we move towards the middle of April, you can also start looking to divide your perennials as new growth emerges. We do have a great publication at the Extension office or on our online store that will tell you exactly what, when, and how can be divided in spring. But a few highlights: chrysanthemums, coral bells, daylilies, hostas, iris, and more are all common yard plants that can be divided in the spring. And again, you may want to pick up a copy of that or find it online or give us a call, and we'd be happy to send it to you or send a link. If you are looking to plant peas, a few reminders from our yard and garden experts. Keep in mind that there are multiple types of peas you may be considering growing in your garden. Garden peas are grown to be shelled and just the peas eaten. Snow peas and snap peas are both types of edible potted peas. The garden or English pea has been widely grown for years. They're harvested when the pods are well filled and the seeds are sweet. The pods of garden peas, again, are not edible. Snow peas or sugar peas are harvested when the pods are long and thin, just as the seeds begin to develop into little tiny bumps that you can see along the pods. The young pods are tender, stringless, and may be stir-fried, often in Chinese dishes, steamed or cooked like snap beans. If the seeds are allowed to fully develop, they may also be shelled and used like garden peas, so a little flexibility there. Snap peas are best picked when the seeds are nearly full size. The pod walls will be very thick, fleshy, and crunchy. They are often eaten raw in salads. You can also snap and cook them like the snap beans, or you can even shell them once they mature, such as garden peas. Snap peas also freeze quite well for use later in the year when you don't have as much fresh coming out of your garden. There is a full list on the ISU website of good varieties for the home garden, and if you're wondering when and how to plant, all of these are cool season crops, so they can be planted as soon as the ground can be worked in the spring. You can plant any time now in southern Iowa. You want to sow the seeds an inch to an inch and a half deep and 2 inches apart. You can plant in double or single rows, but make sure you space your double rows about 6 inches apart. Double rows will allow those bush cultivars to cling and hold one another up. You can also place wire netting or a trellis between the double rows to provide support. When planted in single rows, dwarf or bush type cultivars should be sown in rows 2 foot apart. The tall growing cultivars could be sown up to 3 foot apart. Also, for the outdoor gardeners that love to pick and eat out of the garden, this is an ideal time of year to plant strawberries. Early spring, anytime from late March to early May, is a great time to plant strawberries in Iowa. When you're selecting a planting site, choose an area that receives full sun and has well-drained soil. The site should receive at least 6 hours of direct sunlight per day. Leaf and root problems may result if you have poorly drained or wet soils, and also do not plant in areas that are heavily infested with perennial weeds, as they are extremely difficult to control in a strawberry planting. You should also avoid sites where strawberries, tomatoes, potatoes, and peppers have been grown in the past 2 years to prevent possible root problems. Keep in mind there are three types of strawberries as well: June-bearing, that develop flower buds in late summer and fall, and will ripen typically mostly in the month of June and be mostly vegetative green leaves during the summer months. Ever-bearing strawberries will produce in late spring and late summer to early fall crops with little or no flowering or fruiting during the rest of the year. There are also day-neutral strawberries, which are a sort of improved, more productive ever-bearing type strawberry, and they're not strongly influenced by day length and may flower and set fruit throughout the summer months, but will perform best during the cooler periods of the growing season and not be overly productive during hot weather. For more information on all of the things you can be doing out and about in the garden this year, check out the ISU Extension Horticulture website, stop by the office, give us a call, or find more information online. Till next time, I'm Kate Olson for Cass County Extension.